How does it taste? Okay. But it's missing something. What was that? Hello? I know you're here. Who's there? If you don't come out, I will be forced to use violence. I'm serious. I will hit you so hard with my broom that you will never be able to see again? What is that? Looks like I need to get it inside for shelter. It speaks. Sorry if that came off as rude. Just, I've never encountered your species before. Don't be alarmed. You are safe here, okay? Wow. You must come from a very beautiful species. You are very attractive. I'm sorry. Did I upset you? Ugh, look at me messing things up again, huh? I only picked you up a couple of minutes ago. Also, there's a red liquid coming out of your hide. It looks like a form of erythrocytes. That happens to my species when we are wounded. Well, hopefully my first aid kit can help you. Minotaurs have insanely great strength, so tell me if this hurts, okay? How's the pressure? Good? Are you sure? You keep flinching and going red when I touch you in a thigh. You're not going to attack me, right? Does your species bite? I'm just a little worried, that's all. Well, okay, I'll trust you. Your hide feels so soft and nice compared to the other species I grew up around. Eh? It's called skin. What a weird word. Skin. Skin. Well, anyways, I hope my humble cave and laboratory is to your liking. Yeah? I'm super glad. It's only been a few minutes since I have encountered your existence, but I think I like you a lot. Yeah, I think we have a bond. Yeah, you seem like an intelligent species, and you are also kind of handsome. Oh, nothing. Well, I've got to disinfect your skin, so hold still, okay? What am I doing? I'm licking your wound. Oh, licking wounds help the wound to heal. That's what I do when I have injuries. In normal occasions, when you're injured, you should lick your wounds. But since they're mostly on your leg and thigh part, it looks like I have to do it for you. No. You are so adamant on your decision. Do you perhaps not like me? Because I liked you a lot. I'm glad. Well, okay. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, so I guess we'll skip this step. Let me use the rest of my first aid kit products for you then. So, what species are you? Human? Oh, human. Did I say that right? I know mostly every species due to my research in the lab, but I've never come across a human before. You guys must be very rare, huh? There's a whole bunch of you? Do they all have attractive patterns like you do? Ugh, when you react like that, it makes me a little shy as well. You think I'm also please, human, you're making me feel a little weird. My heart felt tight when you said that. I might be getting sick also. Maybe you'll have to take care of me then, huh? Sounds like a deal. Actually, listen, human. I was kind of wondering if, you know, since I kind of helped you and all, could I maybe possibly conduct some research on you and your kind? What do I need? Well, I only need you to stay with me for a few days. You know, like tests and such. I'll make sure that they don't hurt one bit. Don't worry, you can trust me. You agree? Yay, I'm glad. This is for the name of research, after all. So, to put it plainly, you're contributing to a great cause. And this also means we can spend more time together. So, human, I'm glad to be by your side. Please take care of me, okay? Mwah. Oh? Sorry. That's how we express our gratitude for our kind. But that felt different from the other times I did that to my species. Do humans give tingles on other species' lips? Because my lips feel warm and tingly. Oh, wanna do it again? It's just because of research purposes. I swear. It felt so good. I think I may have become very attracted to you, human. I keep getting weird feelings in my chest. Is this what it feels like to meet your soulmate?